Coming up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
God's word will work even if nothing else around you is working. You put his word on it, and his word will fix anything that's broke.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Revelation is necessary, remember, for restoration. And one of the things that we found out is about vengeance, and that came through revelation knowledge. Now, let me just show you one other place. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. That's just before the book of Ephesians, where you are right now, Galatians chapter 1. Look what it said in verse 11 and 12. It says, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me was not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of who? Jesus Christ." So Paul traded information, or the knowledge, the sense knowledge that he had, for revelation. He traded that because he saw that just having sense knowledge got him in trouble. He thought that arresting these people who were in the way was the right thing to do. What he found out is that he was arresting people who were believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was doing wrong. And now, once his eyes got open, he found out he was doing wrong. He saw that he could only be deceived because he only had just information. So thank God for being educated. Thank God for degrees and so forth. But God never intended for you to have an education without being educated in God. He never intended that, because if you do that, a person will think they are God themselves. They would feel like they are their own God. They know more than people who go to church and so forth like that, and that's a dangerous place to be. Say amen to that. So, verse 15 says, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with what? Flesh and blood." So Paul went around the world system. He got it directly from God, and now he wrote over one half of the New Testament, and he wrote that because he wrote it out of revelation that he got directly from God. Now, the enemy does not want you to leave that sense realm. Now, that's what he doesn't want. And what we did last time is we read a scripture, Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Mark 11, verse 24. He says this, "Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them." All right? Now notice there is no feeling in there. There is no feeling in there. Are you following what I'm saying? "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray," not after you pray, "when you pray, believe that ye" what? "Receive them," keep going, "and you shall have them." But let's read it again. "Therefore," whenever you see "therefore," what are you going to do? Find out what is "therefore." It's connecting those two verses before it. "I say unto you," that's you, "what things soever you desire," what things soever you desire, desire now, "when you pray, believe you receive them," and keep going, "and you shall have them." Now notice what I just did. I left all my feelings out of that. I just got to believe it. And you get a newspaper, and it says you're going to have a sale, and they're going to give away washing machines are going all the way down to $50. Boy, you got to get one. But we have only a limited amount that's going to be sold. Phew, people are getting down there before daybreak. Why? They believe what they read. Say amen to that. Well, this is God's good news. All you have to do is believe what you read. Got it? Now, you can tell they believed it because they acted on it. Am I right about it? You can tell they believe it because they acted on it. Now, let's go to one more place. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John and chapter 5 and verses 14 and 15. It says this, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his what? Will. What happens?
He
what?
He hears
us. Next verse. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we what? Have the petitions that we desired of him. Whoa. Now, how do I know I have it? Because that's a good verse. Now, how do I know that I have what I ask? Because I ask according to what? His will. Now, if I ask according to his will, what does he do?
He hears
us. Now, if he hears me, that's all I need. Remember I told you that time this man asked God, said, God, what do you do with all those prayers? He said, what prayers? Because he's not hearing any unbelief. So if he ever hears me, he's obligated to answer me. So this is the confidence that I have in who? Him. That if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. Where can I find his will? Right here. So notice, he's obligated to get you his will. Because if he doesn't get you his will, you can't ask it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And that all your spiritual blessings up there and you can't ask for them? No, he needs to get you the will. People have gone to church for years and not even known the Bible. This is your will. Jesus Christ died and rose again and left you a will. This is your will. Isn't that wonderful? So this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know we have it. We know we have it. I said, we know we have it. We don't feel like we have it. We know we have it. That's the discernment. We know we have it. We know we have it. I know I have it. How do you know? I just know. Because I ask according to his will. See, he made these rules here so that you won't have to guess whether or not he heard you. All you got to do is ask according to his will. And if you do, you don't have... Y'all feel that? Wow! He heard me. No, we don't need to do that. We don't need to get no goosebumps and so forth. Boy, I sure hope he heard me. Well, did you ask according to his will? Because if you did, he heard you. And if he heard you, you know you. So now all you got to do is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Why? Because now it's being manifested. You have to receive that which you desire first in your spirit. So you've got to know you have what you ask. Now you just walk it out. Praise God. And watch God manifest it. That's his part. Your part is to believe. His part is to manifest. Say amen to that. All right. Let's go to Hebrews, please. Hebrews chapter... Lord, have mercy. Hebrews chapter 10. In Hebrews chapter 10, look what it said in verse 30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. This is God speaking. And I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. All right. First of all, vengeance and recompense. What is it? Well, when you're talking about vengeance, you're not talking about somebody angry with somebody, some kind of emotional retaliation against somebody. You're not talking about that. You're talking about someone who has a love of justice. This is God now. And God loves justice. And we'll find that out in just a minute. So now, here is vengeance. Oh, Jesus. And God is saying, vengeance is mine, and I will recompense. Now, I have taken you some distance, and I took you back to Isaiah 61. Come on back there real quick, please. And he said in Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities of the desolations of many generations. Now, here was vengeance mentioned in the scriptures. And in verse 7, he says, for your shame you shall have double. And verse 8 says, I, the Lord, love what? Judgment. And that word there translates justice. And hate what? Robbery for burnt offering. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge that they are the blessed, are the seed which the Lord has blessed. So, this is about justice. And the thing of it is that justice is part of kingdom manifestation. That's very essential. As now, Jesus' second coming is closer. The closer it gets, the more in line this earth is becoming. Say amen to this. Now, I know darkness is getting darker, but light is getting lighter. And I'm saying that things now are going to have to start lining up with the kingdom. And justice is a vital part of kingdom manifestation. And understand now that in justice, God gave some types of that in the Old Testament, of which we went to Exodus and Exodus chapter 3. And I am sure the king of Egypt will not let you go, not my mighty hand. Now, what we said is it's time to go. And the Bible says in Psalm chapter 102, verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Zion is representing the church. It's a prophetic thing that God is doing because the church has been prophetically packaged to lead the world. And they had been, God's people had been in bondage. Now, we said that the word of God is thematic. It means the same themes, same practical way that God operated, the mind and the heart of God operated in the Old Testament. He operates in the New. He doesn't change. He's the Lord, and he changes not. Now, he said they were in bondage. Now, I want you to stay with me and be realistic. They couldn't get out, because Pharaoh wouldn't let them out. But they had to get out because there was a prophetic destiny for them. And he wouldn't let them out because he was not only holding them in bondage physically, but he was holding them by putting chains on their brains. That there were spirits that sorcerers were using to help keep those people enslaved. But God said, it's time to go. So now what has happened is Moses got to go down there and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Now, the idea about that is that when you understand vengeance and recompense, it affects your behavior. Recompense is merely repaying for the damages that have been done. So God is saying something here. He said in verse 20, and stretch forth my hand, out my hand, and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give my people favor, this people favor, in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you will not go empty. And I said that redemption is not complete without divine provision. That when you are let go, you are supposed to be given something that will signal the fact that you can not only make it on by yourself, but also paying for any damages that were done. Come on now, stay with me. Now, this, Lord Jesus. So here, Pharaoh would not let him go. But here's what God told Moses. He said, Moses, look at verse 22, please. He said, and thou shalt say to Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me, and if you will refuse to let him go, behold, I'm going to kill your son, even the firstborn. Now, hold it. God is not a killer. God is a God of justice. And there's a punishment for these people holding back the prophetic move of God that God has already given his word about that they won't allow to come to pass. It's not the people because Jesus said, forgive them because they don't even know what they're doing. It's the devil working through the people trying to convince them to not let God's word come to pass. Because if one of God's words failed to come to pass, God will have to give up the universe. And I'm here to tell you, God is true. And let God be true and every man be a liar. You will never find where God's word will not work. If anybody tells you that, tell them they're a liar right to their face. God's word will work even if nothing else around you is working. You put his word on it, and his word will fix anything that's broke. Now, I'm saying here, notice, Moses could have gone to the court of Pharaoh and had court and say, Pharaoh, now I'm going to your Supreme Court. I'd like to lay out my case and so forth. Well, he could have done that, but the system that he was dealing with is unjust. It's injustice in that land. It's injustice in the land. And folks, I remember when I was a kid. When I was a kid and brought up in Alabama, down there in Alabama and Mississippi and parts of Georgia, you as a black man did not want to go to court. Can I talk to this bunch that I'm talking to? You did not want to go to court. You know why? Because you didn't trust the system. I'm talking about the same system that was supposed to protect you, the same system that was supposed to preserve your whatever you had, you couldn't trust it because you ended up there and you look over in that jury and none of them look like you. You about to get something you didn't expect. Now, what am I saying? I'm not coming down on people. I'm just saying that was an unjust system. So you couldn't take the people, you had nobody to go to. You couldn't go to the law officials because they weren't on your side. There was nobody for you. But God has made it so that there is a court in heaven. And this court has kept track of everything that you have suffered as a person of God, and that track that has been kept, somebody is going to have to repay it. Now, listen what I'm saying now. I'm saying this is not just for black folk. This is for any of God's people, because every one of us have been robbed, have been stolen from. You don't even know it, but that $500 million contract was supposed to come to you, and it didn't get to you because the enemy used his system to put it off somewhere else. Well, I got news for you. Everything that was supposed to come to you, God has kept track of it. When you go out, you will not go out empty, for God is gonna take everything that the enemy stole from you. He's gonna spoil his house, and he's gonna give you the very best that is existing in this earth. We are about to see the biggest wealth transfer that's ever happened in this earth. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Heaven has monitored your abuses. He has monitored your humiliation. He has checked you out. He's not only checked you out, he's checked your mama out. He's checked your daddy out, your grandmother, your granddaddy, so forth and so on. I got news for you. Payday has come. Now, I am telling you right now that you have been prophetically packaged. This is your time. Moses couldn't hire a lawyer to get him out. He's gonna have to go to the judge of all the universe. He's gonna have to rely on the Holy Spirit to execute vengeance so that they could get out and get their stuff. I'm saying right now, some people have had little hope. They haven't even had any hope in the system. That's why you see those young black kids making rap records on gangster rap and cop killers, because they felt there was no justice in that system anyway, and they didn't want to get themselves in a position. I'm telling you, this is gonna be good news for everybody. Martin Luther King said this. He said, now listen, there's been injustice, but here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to hate nobody. I want you to love your brother. I want you to do something called nonviolence. I want you to just go in there and sit there. I want you to trust the Lord to deliver you. I'm telling you, the number one job of the Holy Spirit is to deliver you. Everything that's come to you is violating you, is abusing you. The Holy Spirit is gonna remove it. This is your time. You don't have to get even with nobody. God's got your back. He's gonna bring it into you starting now.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny.
Justice is one of the main channels through which heaven's economy shall manifest. So whatever is now tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's after your peace, your progress, your career, your business, your children, God is going to command vengeance.
In this timely teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, your confidence is reestablished and hope is restored for receiving your day of justice.
God has kept records of everything that has been done to you, that has been stolen from you, that has been defrauded from you, that has been robbed from you. God has records, and today,
in this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why this set time cannot be stopped. God brings forth justice, not you. Vengeance is not hate, but the love of justice, and so much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. This is Offering Day on the broadcast. We're so glad to be able to bring teachings to you that not only can inspire people's lives, but change people's lives. We are seeing transformations all over the world because of the word that people are receiving. I mean, it's not me, it's the word of God. The Bible says God confirms the word that's preached. Well, at this time, we want to give people who are partners with us and those who have been blessed by the broadcast an opportunity to sow a seed. Praise God. Because nothing happens unless you sow a seed. God wants us to sow the word of God. That's a seed. And in times of distress and trouble, sometimes you can sow a seed of faith. But also that you can sow a monetary seed. Now, we use the seed that you sow into this ministry and this broadcast to actually be able to pay for the broadcast times and be able to expand the teachings of to other nations even. So there are three things I want you to keep in mind. One is that God is our source. Now, as we just pick up that reality that God is our source, He doesn't want us believers to live depending on this world's economy. You see, this thing is fragile right now. It's in trouble. And I don't know what might happen to it in the future, but I know that if you get on the kingdom of God system, that whatever happens in the world, you'll still prevail. It is a powerful system. I came here with about $200 to Chicago, and look at what has happened. I've been sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping. So God is our source. Next thing, you have to sow a seed. A lot of times people praise the Lord and, oh, thank God for that word, so forth. But you see, if you want to go up, you got to sow up. You got to actually sow seed. And God receives that seed and actually multiplies that seed sown. God's way to increase His people is through sowing a seed. Now, that's all through the Bible. As a matter of fact, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That was His seed. And then the last thing, expect a miracle. You see, if you don't expect anything back, that's a part of the move of faith. When you have faith, you expect God to move. You expect things to happen. So as you expect it back multiplied. Or you can sow a seed for maybe a tuition payment that needs to be paid, or maybe something else that needs to go on in your house or your marriage or your body. Sow a seed for it. You'll see a great, great miracle deliverance. So those three things. One, God is your source. Second, you have to plant or sow a seed. And third, expect a miracle. Well, as you do that today, I want to pray with you right now, and let's pray over your seed. Father, thank you for this time of sowing and reaping, and now as this seed is sown, I pray you multiply back to them not only the multiplied return, but also multiply back to them the harvest that they are believing for. Father, we thank you for it. We count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, I declare that you are released from financial captivity. Glory to God. Isn't that powerful? Take the prophet's word now. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, and keep walking by faith.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.